right, back here at San Diego, quick postgame recap. BYU 69, San Diego 67. BYU shoots 35% from the field, 31% from three, 71 from the stripe. They're outshot in all those areas by USD. Toreros go 44, 44, and 77. BYU wins it by two. 25 Collinsworth, 14 Fisher, 12 Emery, 9 Davis, threes for Celius and Chapman, two for Kafusi, single point Braden Shaw. Toreros get 17 Pujitsa, 16 Sinadze, 15 for Carter, 11 for Neubauer, twos for Floresca, Harris, Bailey, and Koch. BYU plus six in the paint, BYU plus nine off of turnovers, BYU plus 5 second chance, no fast break, BYU minus 22 from the bench, seven ties, six lead changes, BYU down as many as 13, wins it by two, 69-67, BYU down five at the break, outscore the Toreros by seven after halftime, 42-35. Cougars win it, 69-67, BYU's 20th win of the season, every season of the Dave Rose era with 20 plus wins. BYU now 20-8, 11-4 in the West Coast Conference, Toreros go to 8-18, 3-12. They meet again Saturday in Provo. More from courtside coming up. Coming up next, it's Cougar postgame live. First of all, our postgame honorees, the Deseret First Credit Union MVP of the game, brought to you by DFCU, proud sponsor of the Deseret First Duel. It's Kyle Collinsworth, 25 points, 12 rebounds, 6 assists, a block and 2 steals. He's the MVP. The Surf Pro of Provo, sub of the game, brought to you by Surf Pro. When disaster strikes, the fire, water, cleanup, and restoration professionals at Surf Pro of Provo are ready for whatever happens. And tonight we're going to go with Zach Celius, 23 bench minutes, a big three-pointer. Zach Celius is the sub of the game. The New Skin difference-making stat of the game presented by New Skin. Discover the best you. That'll be the second half points from Chase Fisher and Nick Emery. They combined for zero in the first half, 26 after halftime. Cleon Wall, Cougar postgame live is next here on the New Skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
It starts with a... And soon it's... You go from sitting and... To sitting in your... On your way to... Then one day... And before you know it... It starts all over again. Sagicor Life Insurance Company. However your life changes, we'll be there. Call us toll-free at 888-SAGICOR. Or visit us online at sagicorlifeusa.com.
Hey, Coach, have you seen the new Deseret First branch just south of campus?
Yes, this branch is designed to meet the needs of BYU students.
Well, what do they have in their playbook?
Student checking, debit and credit cards, or even a car loan. You can apply and sign online.
Check, check, and check.
Their mobile app is fast and easy.
Check.
Easy branch and ATM access.
Check. In fact, their online banking allows parents to deposit money into students' accounts from anywhere.
Deseret First Credit Union, with a new Provo branch just south of campus.
Cougar basketball returns after this.
Leans in, banks it, scores, and one!
You're tuned to the New Skin Cougar IMG Sports Network. A Barbasol close shave is much more desirable than a... Just as you sit down to watch the game, your wife asks you to hang the drapes, but then says, never mind, because she doesn't like the color kind of close shave. So, lather up, America.
Barbasol.
A Barbasol close shave is much more desirable than a... Just missing the elevator with your co-worker Stinky Pete seconds before a massive power outage kind of close shave. So, lather up, America.
Barbasol.
Hi, I'm Ned Siegfried. It's great to see the Cougars back in action. We all know that basketball is a team sport, and no matter how talented a single player may be, he will not be successful unless he's surrounded by a strong team. The same is true if you've been injured in an accident. Trying to go up against the insurance company's team of adjusters and attorneys on your own will not likely result in a win. At Siegfried & Jensen, we can provide the teamwork you need on your case. Contact us at SiegfriedJensen.com to learn more. Go Cougs!
It's time to get the final word on today's game from head coach Dave Rose.
I'm really proud of our guys. I just think that, you go to the last 80 minutes that we've played and you've seen a lot of fight.
It's the BYU Creamery Cougar Postgame Coaches Show. BYU Creamery, the classic BYU tradition. Have a scoop today. Now let's rejoin your host, Greg Rubel.
And we saw a lot of fight tonight from the BYU basketball team. BYU 69, San Diego 67. We've changed the order in our postgame show here because San Diego's airport means these guys have to get there and out of here by 11 o'clock Pacific time. So Coach Rose and the guys have to hustle. Dave Rose is with us right now. And Coach Rose, a lot of different ways to win a game, and you found a few of them tonight.
Yeah, that was a... That's a great win, and our guys found a whole, a lot of different ways in which, we can win a game, especially without making shots. So, I mean, we're a shot-making team. That's what we do, and we've kind of been a team that when we can't hit perimeter shots, that we haven't been able to find wins. And so tonight with driving at the rim, finishing at the rim, getting to the free throw line, and then we made just enough plays to hold them off defensively. And they were ready for us. They play really hard and really aggressive, and we've got a we really rely on those two wings to score. And I think they went into halftime with no points.
Yep.
And we're very fortunate. Chad hit a huge three at the end of the half to send us in by five, down five, when I think we were down 13 or 14 at one time. So I'm just proud of the guys, of how they stayed in there and competed. And that's what I wanted tonight. I wanted to compete no matter what happened. I just wanted to see how we could overcome some real adversity here.
You probably weren't going to win if Fisher and Embry stayed scoreless for the night, but they scored after zero in the first half. They scored 26 of your 42 in the second half.
Yeah, and the thing is that you kind of wear them down a little bit. They get in foul trouble. A lot of guys with four or five fouls and probably three or four with five or six fouls, but you just got to stay with it. And Chase hit a huge three to come out and start the second half and got him going, and Nick got to the basket, got a 2-1. So, Kyle was just terrific, though. I mean,
yeah.
Kyle was – he was trying to win this thing all by himself for a while there when we were really struggling, and then he was able to makes a couple huge plays, and we're in our 1-3-1, and he gets a deflection and goes down, and the easy transition basket might have been the only transition basket of the night. So good win for our guys.
Closing comments from Dave Rose coming up next. BYU 69, San Diego 67 here on the new skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
What are the most important things to you in your life? Your education, career, your family? What if you lost the ability to remember those things? What if you couldn't save school or work documents? What if you couldn't save photos of your family? IM Flash creates the technology that makes memory possible. You use the memory that IM Flash creates thousands of times every day. And it's made right here in Lehigh, Utah, connecting people through memory. IM Flash.
When you shop at Smith's, getting more for your money is simpler than you might think. It starts with the low prices you'll find throughout the store, and weekly specials, too. Plus, you'll get great value and quality from our exclusive family of brands and digital coupons you can download right to your rewards card. And remember, at Smith's, you'll also earn fuel points to help you save at the pump. So there's no spin, just savings. Pure and simple. Low prices. Market fresh at Smith's.
Stick around.
Touch pass sky. Three. Got it! BYU by nine!
More BYU basketball is on the way after these messages from your local station.
Introducing CardGuard, a revolutionary mobile app that puts you in control of how your America First credit, debit, and ATM cards are used. You can set spending limits based on location or amount, allow your cards to work only when they're near your phone, or just completely turn them off whenever you don't need them. With CardGuard, you've got the power to protect yourself and your money right from your smartphone. CardGuard, security you control, only from America First Credit Union. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Shaq for Gold Bond Men's Lotion. Since you can't see my awesomeness right now, let me put it to you this way. Gold Bond Men's Lotion makes my skin look like... Turn it up. Without it, your skin's like... Terrible. Again with... Nice. Without it... Lame.
Gold Bond Men's Lotion. Skin strengthening proteins plus 7 intensive moisturizers. Dry skin becomes healthy, good looking.
Man up with Gold Bond.
You University of San Diego led for more than half of the game. BYU led at the end of the game, 69-67. Cougars defeat the Toreros by 2 tonight, 25 points, 12 rebounds, 6 assists for Kyle Collinsworth. We talked about his play with Coach Dave Rose, Chase Fisher and Nick Emery, their big second halves as well. One of the biggest plays of the game, Coach Rose, ends up being a loose ball scramble in the paint that gives you guys a key arrow late in the game. It was that kind of game.
Yeah, it was. And you know, we really, you know, we knew this was going to be a real grind, a real fight. It's things don't come as easy as they did last weekend. I mean, things just turn on you. It's and we were really comfortable all weekend long last week, and we were ahead most of the time. Everybody was shooting, balls going in the basket, and yeah, I just really had a feeling that tonight would be a lot different. But our guys were able to find a way to win, and that's a good sign, especially late in the year. These are big games late in the year.
You've come back from down double digits to win games this year. You were down 13 before getting this one tonight.
Yeah, we missed a lot of shots early in the game. I mean, just layups, wide open layups, and I'm glad the guys didn't get down on themselves. Kyle really let out, and he was so aggressive. And then Chad hit that big shot, like we said, to give us a chance at halftime. So I'm happy for the guys. This will be really interesting now as we got a day tomorrow preparing for the same team. And I don't know really how you feel this, you know, who the edge goes to, because they played well and they kind of grinded this game out. And we'll see how we can get ready for this next one.
Yeah, you kind of knew what to expect. Now you really know what you've got coming back the other way.
Well, I think that more than just four or five guys on the staff know what to expect. I think that, you know, when you get to this time of year and things happen, like, Maryland gets beat at Minnesota, a zero-win team, yep. You know, against the six-team in the league, and then, you know, Iowa and Penn State. I mean, this is a time of year where January, December, and November, that doesn't matter. You start fresh, 0-0, and it's not what you've done, it's what you're going to do. And our guys got one more play tonight. That was good.
What you're going to do is get to the airport right now. Once you get out there, and fly out.
Appreciate that.
All right, thank you, Dave. We'll see you back in Provo.
Yeah.
All right, that is Dave Rose, and that is the BYU Creamery Cougar Postgame Coaches Show, brought to you in part by TuneIn. Cougar fans, listen live to play-by-play broadcast coaches shows and replays of games on the free TuneIn radio app or on TuneIn.com/BYU. That's Dave Rose. We'll forego our player interview tonight, as they've got to get to the airport right now to get on this airplane before 11 o'clock. Kids Pacific time. We've got Cleon Wall coming up with Cougar Postgame Live. Then back to San Diego. Kyle Chilton and I will wrap things up from courtside. BYU 69, San Diego 67 is your final score on the new skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
When you shop at Smith's, getting more for your money is simpler than you might think. It starts with the low prices you'll find throughout the store and weekly specials too. Plus, you'll get great value and quality from our exclusive family of brands and digital coupons you can download right to your rewards card. And remember, at Smith's, you'll also earn fuel points to help you save at the pump. So there's no spin, just savings. Pure and simple. Low prices. Market fresh at Smith's.
At Zions Bank, we think a credit card rewards program should be personal. You earn the points. You should be able to choose your own reward. That's why we created the Amazing Rewards Visa credit card. Unlike typical rewards cards, it allows you to redeem your points on anything you buy with your card. The choice of what you get and when you redeem your points is entirely up to you. How's that for personal? Learn about special offers at your local Zions Bank or visit zionsbank.com/amazing. Is your card amazing? Member FDIC.
You'll have more Cougar basketball after these local messages.
Oh! Put back throw down by Corbin Capuzzi!
On the new skin, Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Want to make your home a more comfortable place, but don't think you can afford a top-brand heating and cooling system? Well, Carrier has the right solutions for every budget. When you turn to your Carrier expert, they'll show you our full lineup of best-in-class home comfort systems and help you pick the one that best fits into your home budget. From our value-priced Comfort Series to our top-performing Infinity system, Carrier backs all our products with strong warranties and a commitment to provide innovation and quality. A commitment that has made Carrier the industry leader since 1902. At Carrier, we make the best more affordable than ever. Because in this economy, who couldn't use a little more comfort? Turn to the experts.
Turn to your local Carrier experts to find out how much you can save. Call Parley's PPM Plumbing and Heating at 801-226-3033. That's Parley's PPM Plumbing and Heating at 801-226-3033.
Tonight's game is in the books, and now it's time to break it all down. Welcome to Cougar Postgame Live on the new skin Cougar IMG Sports Network. Now, let's rejoin your host, Cleon Wall.
BYU wins tonight over San Diego 69-67. It was a nail-biter at the end. BYU needing to make their free throws, and they made just enough to pull out the victory at San Diego. Two teams will play again coming up this Saturday evening, pregame here on KSL and IMG at around 6 o'clock, and then the game will tip off at 7 o'clock. We're getting plenty of text messages in from fans. Yes, staying up this late to let all of us know how they feel about the game. Someone texting in from the 801, as Greg would like to say. First time this year, Cougars pull off a win with less than 70 points. Collinsworth leadership is an asset you can't put a number on. And let's give it up to Kyle Collinsworth. He was the MVP in this game. He needed help in the second half. But as Dave Rose said in his post-game comments, Kyle felt like he had to put the whole team on his back. It kind of reminded me a little bit of that Gonzaga game. You know, we're talking way back at that Gonzaga game, back at the first part of the season. And it looked like Kyle was going to have to do the same thing over again. And he did a lot for this team. He scores 25 points in BYU's victory. But luckily, some other guys came to help out. And in reality, we've talked about it now for over a week and maybe even over a month. BYU is going to go as far as their guards go. And tonight, they had just enough to pick up the victory. Thank heavens for the BYU Cougar basketball team. They had Chase Fisher and Nick Emery do just enough to pull this victory out. Nick Emery hitting some clutch free throws down the stretch to give BYU the final margin of victory. Not only that, though, he was not shooting well from the outside. He was able to make some shots inside, get a couple of and-one buckets. He only finishes with 3 field goals in this game, but he had 12 total points. Chase Fisher, 14 points. Neither of those guys had any points at the break. So the guard line tonight, the starting guard line tonight for BYU, ends up getting 51 of BYU's 69 points in this game. Someone else texting in from the 801, I'm thankful BYU made enough free throws to win this game. Someone else texting in from the 720, I believe that's the Denver area. That person texts in, lucky to win, playing with no urgency. I'm not sure about that. This team played with a lot of urgency, and maybe it wasn't the team. I'm going to say Kyle Collinsworth played with a lot of urgency tonight. You noticed early in the game he was going to make sure that his team did not lose. He was trying to do everything to make sure that they would win this game, and I'm talking about taking it to the basket, getting people to foul him so he could go to the free throw line, making baskets up close. He even made another three-pointer tonight. It's only, I believe Greg said, his 7th three-pointer of the entire season. So Kyle Collinsworth right now is on a mission. He wants to make it back to the NCAA tournament, and can you blame him? He's a team captain. He's a senior. He wants to go out on a good note here for the BYU Cougar basketball team. All right, break time here on Cougar Postgame Live. By the way, before we go to break, Cougar Postgame Live is brought to you by Nu Skin, demonstrating our difference for over 30 years with innovative anti-aging products. After this break, we'll get you some scores from around the nation, including BYU women's basketball team. They are conference champs. We'll get to that more after this break on the Nu Skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Hi, I'm Ned Siegfried. It's great to see the Cougars back in action. We all know that basketball is a team sport, and no matter how talented a single player may be, he will not be successful unless he's surrounded by a strong team. The same is true if you've been injured in an accident. Trying to go up against the insurance company's team of adjusters and attorneys on your own will not likely result in a win. At Siegfried & Jensen, we can provide the teamwork you need on your case. Contact us at SiegfriedandJensen.com to learn more. Go Cougs!
Hey, this is Chris from JCW's, the Burger Boys. If you're looking for the perfect place to watch your favorite team while enjoying a delicious third-pound burger piled high with thick bacon and a delicious shake, then JCW's is the perfect place. We're a homegrown Utah company, and we work hard to provide the best-tasting food around in a clean, friendly atmosphere that family and friends will enjoy. Stop in and see us today. We're in Lehi, American Fork, Provo, and now in South Jordan. JCW's, quality, and a lot of it.
There's more BYU basketball straight ahead.
See the guy trailing, we'll go right to the rim. Oh, and he throws it down with a bow.
This is the new skin, Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Want to make your home a more comfortable place, but don't think you can afford a top-brand heating and cooling system? Well, Carrier has the right solutions for every budget. When you turn to your Carrier expert, they'll show you our full lineup of best-in-class home comfort systems and help you pick the one that best fits into your home budget. From our value-priced comfort series to our top-performing Infinity system, Carrier backs all our products with strong warranties and a commitment to provide innovation and quality. A commitment that has made Carrier the industry leader since 1902. At Carrier, we make the best more affordable than ever. Because in this economy, who couldn't use a little more comfort? Turn to the experts.
Turn to your local Carrier experts to find out how much you can save. Call Any Hour Heating and Air Conditioning at 801-226-5678. That's Any Hour Heating and Air Conditioning at 801-226-5678.
Welcome back into Cougar Post Game Live. It was a tough one to watch, let me tell you. It was ugly. BYU wins 69-67, but all that matters to BYU and their basketball team, they leave San Diego with the victory. They are now 20-8 on the season. They will play the Toreros again coming up this Saturday. The BYU women's basketball team, they beat San Diego tonight 68-60. They clinch the regular season title in the WCC. There are three games left in the season. They've only lost one conference game this season. Lexi Rydalch finishes her last game at the Marriott Center with 33 points. Kalani Purcell had 13 points in the win. University of Utah tonight beats UCLA 75-73. Jakob Pertl, 15 points, 11 rebounds, 2 assists in the victory. Weber State beats Southern Utah 87-83 tonight. Utah Valley edges Chicago State 74-72. Marcel Davis hit a layup right ahead of the buzzer that gives the Wolverines the victory. In West Coast Conference play, Gonzaga beats Pacific. They have no problem with the Tigers tonight. 90-68. Kyle Wiltshire, 26 points in the victory. Santa Clara beats Loyola Marymount in Los Angeles, 76-72. San Francisco beats Pepperdine at Pepperdine. Dons win 82-72. St. Mary's wins tonight 74-72. Joe Rahon hit the game-winning shot for the Gales with 2.7 seconds left to go in the game. Top 25 action tonight. 21st-ranked SMU loses at Connecticut 68-62. 14th-ranked Kentucky beats Tennessee at home 80-70. Maryland, winless in the Big Ten this season, picks up their first victory against 6th-ranked Maryland, 68-63. 8th-ranked Michigan State beats Wisconsin, 69-57. The Utah Jazz, they lose at Washington tonight, 103-89. Gordon Hayward, 19 points in the loss. Rudy Gobert, 16 points. Rodney Hood, 18 points in the loss. The Utah Jazz pick up an extra guard at the trade deadline. They send a second-round draft pick to Chicago in a three-team deal, and they get in return Shelvin Mack from the Atlanta Hawks. He's a guy that's very familiar with Coach Quinn Snyder and Gordon Hayward. Coach Quinn Snyder coached him in Atlanta, and Gordon Hayward played with him at Butler. Other NBA games tonight. The Clippers beat the San Antonio Spurs tonight 105-86. Chris Paul, 28 points and 12 assists. And the Cleveland Cavaliers beat the Chicago Bulls 106-95. LeBron James, 25 points, 9 rebounds, 9 assists in the loss. That close to a triple-double. LeBron James had 25 points, 9 rebounds, and 9 assists in the victory that close to a triple-double in the loss. Derrick Rose, 28 points. All right, that's going to do it for Cougar Post Game Live. Greg Rebel's going to wrap things up from San Diego coming up next on the new skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Hi, Greg Rubel here. And like I get excited for every new BYU basketball season, your Utah Honda dealers are excited to introduce to you a new line of 2016 Hondas. You'll love the all-new economical 2016 Honda Civic, complete with standard features others call options. The all-new 2016 Honda Accord, priced less than Toyota Camry, and it's also on Car and Driver's 10 Best List Award 30 times. And don't forget the Honda CR-V, Motor Trend's 2015 SUV of the year. See them all and drive one today at your Utah Honda dealer.
Introducing CardGuard, a revolutionary mobile app that puts you in control of how your America First credit, debit, and ATM cards are used. You can set spending limits based on location or amount, allow your cards to work only when they're near your phone, or just completely turn them off whenever you don't need them. With CardGuard, you've got the power to protect yourself and your money right from your smartphone. CardGuard, security you control. Only from America First Credit Union. Federally insured by NCUA.
When you shop at Smith's, getting more for your money is simpler than you might think. It starts with the low prices you'll find throughout the store and weekly specials, too. Plus, you'll get great value and quality from our exclusive family of brands and digital coupons you can download right to your rewards card. And remember, at Smith's, you'll also earn fuel points to help you save at the pump. So there's no spin, just savings, pure and simple. Low prices. Market fresh at Smith's.
Cougar basketball returns after this.
Leans in, banks in, scores! And one!
You're tuned to the new skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Want to make your home a more comfortable place, but don't think you can afford a top-brand heating and cooling system? Well, Carrier has the right solutions for every budget. When you turn to your Carrier expert, they'll show you our full lineup of best-in-class home comfort systems and help you pick the one that best fits into your home budget. From our value-priced comfort series to our top-performing Infinity system, Carrier backs all our products with strong warranties and a commitment to provide innovation and quality. A commitment that has made Carrier the industry leader since 1902. At Carrier, we make the best more affordable than ever. Because in this economy, who couldn't use a little more comfort? Turn to the experts.
Turn to your local Carrier experts to find out how much you can save. Call Bergman Heating and Air Conditioning at 801-225-4622. That's Bergman Heating and Air Conditioning at 801-225-4622.
So we are back at the Jenny Craig Pavilion here in San Diego, California. Our post-game sequence of events tonight, a little bit adjusted as San Diego airport restrictions had to have the basketball team at the facility by 11 o'clock Pacific time, so they really had to hustle out of here. So we moved Dave Rose earlier in our post-game coverage. Did not hear from player tonight. We'll make good on that on Saturday. Our thanks to Cleon for adjusting with us back in Salt Lake and moving his post-game live coverage till after Dave Rose spoke with us. Good to get the coach before they took off. BYU a winner, 69-67 over San Diego. The night of WCC play is complete. Gonzaga defeated Pacific 90-68. Santa Clara comes back to beat LMU 76-72. San Francisco wins at Pepperdine on the night that Stacey Davis becomes the Waves' all-time leading scorer, 82-72. St. Mary's comes back and makes the plays late to defeat Portland in Portland 74-72. And then BYU by two tonight, 69-67. So at the end of the night, Gonzaga still in first place, 13-2 in conference. St. Mary's 12-3, one game back. BYU 11-4, game and a half back of the Gales, staying in third. Pepperdine stays fourth, 9-7. USF now fifth at 8-7. Santa Clara bumps up to sixth at 6-9, tie for seventh. Portland and Pacific at 5-10. LMU is at 4-12. San Diego now at 3-12. Those are your standings after tonight's play. BYU defeats travel partner San Diego for the first of two games in 48 hours. Kyle Chilton, this unique schedule quirk, has these two turning right back around and playing each other Saturday in Provo. And after tonight, Dave said, I'm not sure who can say they have the advantage after this one, because USD can feel it did a lot of the things it'll want to do again Saturday. Outshot BYU from the field, from the arc, from the stripe, outboarded BYU, and really played as good a game as they played all season. Yeah, San Diego, you got to give them credit. They played a great game. Really a team with not a whole lot to play for. I mean, they're at the bottom of the league in the standings. But they came out, played fantastic. Offensively, they had moments where probably their best offensive game of the season. Nine rebound edge. Obviously, BYU missed a lot of shots, so San Diego's obviously going to have a chance for more rebounds. But to out-rebound BYU by nine is no easy task. Really, the one area that San Diego probably will look at and say we lost the game on this was turnovers. 20 turnovers. You're going to have a hard time winning a game when you turn it over 20 times and your opponent only turns it over nine. So,
and the Cougars did a better job in the second half, at least, Kyle, of turning those miscues into points. It ended up being roughly a 1-to-1 ratio. When it was about maybe a 0.5-to-1 ratio in the first half.
Yeah, BYU, and then BYU, obviously, I think you wanted to see maybe a better performance offensively, but in some ways this is encouraging because BYU's lost games like this. They've lost the Long Beach game. The Harvard game, in a sense, was like this. Portland and Pacific were like this. So to be able to be in a game like this, to struggle offensively, to really not find a rhythm for very much of the game, there were moments in the second half where we saw the BYU that we've seen all year, but to be able to pull the win out and have guys adjust their games, like Nick Emery, after a really rough first half, still gets 12 in the second. Chase gets 14 in the second. Corbin Kafusi makes some great plays defensively despite the four fouls. And that's encouraging, especially heading into tournament play when you're going to have to find ways to win. Some nights you'll be on, some nights you won't be.
And they found a way tonight, winning it 69-67. And now it's home games the rest of the way. BYU will finish with three consecutive games at the Marriott Center, starting Saturday against San Diego. Then Portland and Gonzaga come to Provo to finish out the BYU West Coast Conference campaign. And with wins in all three, BYU would finish with its best ever WCC record at 14-4. They're currently 11-4 with three games to go. BYU getting it done tonight here at the Jenny Craig Pavilion, led by Kyle Collinsworth's 25 points, 12 rebounds, 6 assists, 2 steals, and a block shot in 39 minutes of play. That's going to do it for tonight's broadcast. Our thanks to all those who made this possible. We thank Morgan K. Greenwood, our studio producer back at Winston-Salem, North Carolina, at the IMG headquarters there. Mike Tingle is our network manager, and Dave Shook, our coordinating producer. Cleon Wall was our host at the IMG studios in Salt Lake tonight. Intern Freddie Woods was there with Cleon. Our thanks to those guys. Courtside, my color commentary colleague tonight was BYU basketball media relations director Kyle Chilton. Kyle, let's do this again sometime. This was fun.
Yeah, I had a great time. Thanks for letting me be a part of the broadcast again tonight.
Yeah, I hope you had a good time because it was just like, it was like old hat. Of course, we're always together.
Sure.
And you've always got the headset on, but tonight we flipped the switch and let you talk for a couple hours, and I had a good time with you.
I did too. Yeah, it was great. It was a lot of fun. It's harder than it looks, people. I know a lot of people think, I could do that, but it's not easy. Mark does a fantastic job. It'll be great to have him back on the broadcast on Saturday.
We'll get Mark with us at the Marriott Center for the last three games of the year, all home games. So Mark back with me courtside. But again, thanks to Kyle and to the BYU staffers, San Diego's Ted Gosen, the athletic media relations director for the Toreros. His help, very welcome and appreciated. So for all the aforementioned, my name is Greg Rubel. Thanking you for tuning in wherever you were tonight, Cougar Nation. Final score, BYU 69 and San Diego 67. The Cougars clinched tonight with a win, no worse than a 500 record in away neutral games. And there were a lot of them to be played this year as the Cougars had a road-heavy schedule. They've gotten near to the end with nothing but home games left. So that's going to do it. In the meantime and in between time, this has been BYU Basketball on the new skin, Cougar IMG Sports Network. Good night and so long from San Diego.
Hi, Greg Rubel here. And like I